We don't know.
You think there are people that are supporting, but there's no evidence, there's no petition to
say. There's no petition.
There's no numbers.
Which is fair enough. But I think that what we are going to do as elected councillors and what we have done is brought the facts to the table. And what we want to encourage as well, and this is what I love about this community, about how involved we get about issues, because we take ownership of our issues. And, you know, when I saw that group being formed and the communication that was unfolding on the group and the number of people that want to participate in saving their spaces, I think that is really something that must be commended, because I don't think there are many communities that still want to be involved like that. But I think that the way we take it forward as a community, that aspect of it is critical.
I think so. And there's an election coming up, and you know what numbers count in elections, don't they?
Thank you, Dave.
So we're talking numbers here.
Thank you. So what I want to encourage, and I know that the immediate interested and affected parties that have formed an interest group, I want to encourage those interested and affected parties to follow a process. And I understand that rezoning is one of them. And I don't know if that process has unfolded, whether they've approached the Department of Public Works, but I really want to encourage a sit down. And again, the councillors will be the conduit. We are happy to facilitate an engagement between the interested and affected parties. So that's the Friends of Zen Park of 837, actually, because it's not really Zen Park. We're happy to facilitate that dialogue, even open the dialogue with the Department of Public Works again, because for rezoning to happen, the submission for rezoning has got to happen by a registered property owner. Unless, of course, you've got power of attorney from the registered property owner. But I want to encourage, maybe even get a planning specialist to guide you through those steps.
Yeah.
But
I think that's
that
being done at the moment, Privy. I really
excellent,
do. And again,
great.
In terms of brevity of time, even if the property stays educational, no one has an objection to an educational aspect of in training people, youngsters, about the benefits of the looking after the ecology, etc. That sort of education that will rehabilitate the forest and create a more educative environment for it to continue in, managed by a committee established by the community, funded by, etc., etc. So there are different options on the table. It's not just black and white or rezone or not.
It could never be black and white, again, because it is an emotive issue for multiple people. And the other thing that we have been encouraging is maybe in the interest of a constructive way forward is to have a dialogue on site. So an on-site dialogue with the applicant, so with the proprietors of the school, with the immediate affected residents. And I think that it would probably be, and including his planning team, because I think that's also important. Because often in a big public engagement, which is what happened at the Ward 6 meeting, there were multiple differing views, which is great. But I think a smaller dialogue would definitely be more constructive, and I want to encourage that.
Well, let's bring Joni in here. She's been very patiently sitting, and she really does represent this group, and is very, you know, I think, intelligent and passionate at the same time. It's an unusual combination.
Thank you. Right, so I just want to mention a few things quickly about the people that are actually trying to prevent the school from being built and explain why. Number one, it's not even got to do with property values. Okay. We have the crowned eagle that hunts in that territory. It's a protected species. We've got chameleons that call that forest home. Bearing in mind, South Africa, 22 different species of chameleon in KZN itself. We have at least 7 that are endemic to KZN, and almost all of them are on the protected species list. We've got the African fish eagle, we've got bushbuck, we've got apparently the milkwood tree and the African fig tree, we've got I don't know how many bats, and then we're not even looking at the insect species that are there.
This is
all an environment that has grown by itself. Yeah? It's a natural forest. Yeah. Losing that it's not going to take 10 years to grow back. We had someone commenting earlier that the lease for the school is 30 years, and after that we can look at the rezoning. After 30 years, the damage is done. It's going to take too long to bring that back. What are we going to be doing with those animals that lose their homes? Those trees that get cut down? Saying that you're not going to pour cement on that property is one thing. Yeah. But that ground is soft. You guys remember about a year ago in Zane Drive, we had a building that actually collapsed during construction and someone actually died? Part of the reason for that is because that ground was so soft. Now you want to build structures on similar ground and you want to put kids in there. That's where we're saying we need a safer environment for that school.
So that's so clearly, the argument. And thanks for that, Joni. And that adds, you know, the ecological aspect of it is very important to almost every sentient being on the planet, I think. So there are very many pros and cons. And you're quite right, Pribi. Getting together to discuss these things rationally is, I think, the only sensible thing. And I'm very pleased that you're prepared to spearhead that, because that then shows political leadership and will to work for the best possible outcome for everyone. And, yes. And I think that is the spirit in which Absolutely. Everyone is now pretty much, there have been emotions and it's clear, and the reasons for those are clear, but I think we've now reached a situation where we understand there are two sides to every story. In fact, there are probably more than two sides to every story. And everyone that has a view has an opportunity to express their view now. That makes sense. Ultimately, hopefully, cool heads and the best possible outcome will prevail if we approach it this way as a community with decisive leadership. And hopefully, the next time we get together, the process will now be underway and we can then have another extended conversation and hopefully you'll be able to continue to have a conversation without being interrupted by me. But I've got to continually watch the clock and we're now completely out of time, and I'm so sorry about that.
I have so much more to say.
I know. So I'm going to invite you back again.
Thank you.
And
thank
we will you. We will continue this conversation, because yes. There's a lot more to talk about. My very special guest, Pribi Makan, councillor.
Thank you.
Ayabongiswane councillor, Joni Fenter, concerned citizen. It's been a wonderful opportunity to open the discussion, and we will continue this. We'll watch the space, and I wish you huge success going forward with your endeavors to bring this thing to a happy conclusion.
Thank you so much, Dave.
And
thank
the
you,
morning
Dave.
Show thank you, Dave. Continues.